This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for a patient by the name of Luisa Beltran. The last name is B like in beta, E like in echo, L like in Lima, T like in tango, R like in Roger, A like in alpha, N like in November. Beltran. First name Luisa, L-U-I-S-A. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old Hispanic female that has been referred to the practice by Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V-A, because of uncontrolled hypertension. Adjustments were done in the medication that the patient was using to control the blood pressure, including the administration of propranolol, 20 milligrams every day, and chlortalidone, 25 milligrams every other day. With these adjustments, the blood pressure has shown improvement in the sense that the majority of the blood pressures, the systolic blood pressure readings have been 150, and the diastolic between 80 and 70. Period. Part of the workup included a renal Doppler ultrasound that was done in October the 28th by 2024, in which changes of a hemodynamically significant stenosis at the origin of the right renal artery were found. Period. Renal artery stenosis could explain the lack of stability of the arterial hypertension. And for that reason, further workup has to be done. After extensive discussion of more than 20 minutes of the pathophysiology of the disease, we are going to order MRI with contrast. The right renal artery in order to confirm the presence of obstruction. If that is the case, arteriography with intervention will be ordered. Period. Serum aldosterone levels were with a normal range, 15, and the levels of renin were 0.07, which is almost undetectable. If given a ratio that is probably questionable and falsely elevated. Period. For the time being, we are going to continue with the same blood pressure medications. The patient is feeling much better, and the fluctuation and the lack of stability of the blood pressure has been improving significantly. Period number two. The patient has a chronic kidney disease stage 3A. The serum creatinine is 1. The BUN is 31. The estimated GFR is 50. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Excuse me. Correction. There is evidence of proteinuria. Albumin creatinine ratio is 483. And the protein creatinine ratio is 900 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This could be related to the uncontrolled hypertension. We are going to monitor these changes before we intervene. We are going to reevaluate this case in about 6 to 8 weeks after we obtain the imaging. Following nonverbal hyperlipidemia that is managed with the administration of atorvastatin that is under control, following number. Anemia with a hemoglobin of 10.9. Following number. Following number, arteriosclerotic heart disease. The patient is a status of PCI that were done a couple of years ago. Following number, the MRI of the abdomen that was done on June 6th of 2024, that is mention of the multicystic complex lesion. That was present since the 80s. This lesion is located in the pancreatic area. Following over vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 8 weeks with laboratory workup. The time invested is a 15-minute reviewing the imaging and the lab, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.